So it all started with some calls to action online, some crowdsourced meetups in Lower Manhattan, and nearly a month later, the questions about the meaning and significance of the Occupy Wall Street protests have become part of the national discourse, and the protests themselves have spread to more than 25 cities.
Believe it or not, some in this town have actually condoned the pitting of Americans against Americans.
Didn't hear him say anything when the Tea Party was out demonstrating, actually spitting on members of Congress.
Go and picket the White House.
What we're seeing on the streets of New York is an expression of democracy.
Political leaders there, coupled with the sounds of chanting that we've heard over the last several weeks. Celeste Headlee is at Zuccotti Park in downtown New York this morning, where protesters are camped out, awaiting a day of marches and rallies and bigger crowds on this Columbus Day for New Yorkers, many of whom will no doubt be stopping by, either out of curiosity or sympathy. Celeste, who's with you?
I've got Frank Williams with us again. You may remember we spoke with him last week. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
So you still have your job, and you come down in your off time to protest. Would you call this a hobby?
Well, I wouldn't call it a hobby. I think it's much more important than that. This is my responsibility as a citizen.
Are you surprised that the protests have lasted now into the fourth week?
Not at all. This has been the point of things. This is what we want to do, and we want this to go for as long as possible.
And what's your response to those who, I'm going to paraphrase, this is the words of somebody like Herman Cain, who says that, you know, the troubles that many of these people complain about are things that they brought on themselves?
That's absolutely incorrect. I mean, we are all out here because we want fairness, economic fairness for the 99%. We've had enough of the corporate plutocracy. We want the rich to get their fair taxes as well. This is more than just, we're not just kids out here with no job and nothing to do, you know.
Well, I mean, what is your proposal then? I mean, should you be sending a bill to Congress as a suggested something to vote on? Should you be sending a proposal to the White House?
Well, I think that the point that we're trying to make is that something is wrong and something has to be done. One of the best things about the occupation is that there's ongoing discussion as to exactly how to address these problems. I think we're still arriving at a consensus as to what exactly the right proposal to make in that sense is.
That's Frank Williams. John, I'm looking here. We're also here with Brendan Hunt, and he's one of those who's actually occupying the park, right? You're here all night.
Oh, yeah. I've been here for the last 2 weeks.
And quit his job in order to be here. Brendan, turn around. Take a look at the park. How many people sleep here?
I would say tonight there's about 300, 400 people.
And how many do you think will be here by, especially on a holiday, by sunrise, by mid-afternoon?
Oh, a few thousand is how it's been all weekend, yeah.
This is a sober group, Brendan. I mean, both literally and figuratively.
Oh, yeah. We try and keep it very safe. I'm on the security team, so we try and keep all the alcohol and drugs, whatever anybody might be tempted to bring in here, out of the park. And we'd like to keep this as an area for discussion and sober thought.
Tell me what's on your arm here.
Oh, it's a blue ribbon that we use for the security team. Red is for medical. We also have a kitchen staff and a media center. So we identify ourselves by these arm badges.
How do you respond to those who would describe you as a bunch of hippies?
Well, when I got here, I was surprised at how organized it was. And everybody has ideas here. We're not a bunch of hippies just hanging out. We're trying to find... Yeah, that's all I can really say about that.
And Brendan, you actually quit your job.
Yeah, I had an entry-level waiter job for the past 10 years. And I thought this was the important thing to do right now. So I quit the job, I moved out of West Harlem, and I came down here to, this is my new occupation.
You live here now?
Oh, yeah. I sleep during the day sometimes, and then I get up at night to do the night security, because that's what we have to worry about most. During the day, there's a lot of people here, and the security kind of takes care of itself.
So that's Brendan Hunt, who was a former waiter, and still with me is Frank Williams. Obviously not possible for you to leave your job and your family since you have two young kids.
Yeah, exactly. But I try to get here as much as I possibly can after work, in the morning, on the weekends, and, you know, throughout the marches and well into the night.
John, did you have a question for Frank?
Yes, Celeste, I spent a few hours down there yesterday and talked with Frank over the weekend, And I was really struck by the level of organization and the number of activities that are planned and how organized it is during the day. Have Frank sort of tick off the schedule for today, beginning with what they call General Assembly.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Can you tell us about, describe for us the kind of schedule for the day? You begin.
There's usually two General Assemblies a day, and that's everybody gathering in the square. The people's microphone is utilized because we're not allowed amplification, so people sort of pass off the information by sort of shouting it in turn. In those, the working groups, which is basically how it's organized, will give their updates as to what's going on in their daily schedule. And the General Assembly is basically the touchstone for the community.
So that's Frank Williams here. I'm here with Frank Williams and Brendan Hutt, two of the protesters here at Occupy Wall Street. It's at the Zuccotti Park, bounded by Broadway and Liberty here. As I said before, there's several hundred people sleeping here pretty peacefully, quietly, safely, and securely here. And by midday, they're expecting thousands.
Thanks, Celeste. We will be back with you later on this hour. Celeste Headlee at Zuccotti Park, which is sort of the base camp for the protesters. But as the sun comes up this morning, and as the Columbus Day holiday sort of intersects with the people who are both curious and sympathetic with the protesters, the crowds are expected to swell to the thousands. They certainly were yesterday in Liberty Square, just north of where Celeste is. If you want to get a visual sense of what it's like in Zuccotti Park, go to thetakeaway.org. We've got pictures and we've got some of the interviews. And you can see our tweets at twitter.com/thetakeaway. Ben Johnson, our web editor and videographer, is down there as well. We're going to take a look at whether the sense of participatory democracy that we see in these protests here is reminiscent of something we saw after Barack Obama was inaugurated. The whole debate over the health care bill, which created the Tea Party movement. We're going to talk with the chairwoman of the Tea Party Express in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Also affecting the markets is the Occupy Wall Street protests, now in their fourth week, spreading across the country. Cincinnati, Portland, Las Vegas, and Boston part of the protests. And in Lower Manhattan, where Celeste Headlee joins us live. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. I'm standing just across from Zuccotti Park, which is bounded by Broadway and Liberty. There's hundreds of people slept overnight, more of them now gathering. And with me this morning is Comrade Shahid. Originally from Pakistan, has been in the United States for quite a while. And you know, I was wondering if you've spoken with people back in Pakistan and what they think when they read about the protests going on.
So let's be honest with you, not only Pakistan, outside of the United States, this is the first time after a long time that people believe that people live, human live in the United States, because otherwise they see the bomb, they see the F-18, they see the drones. But now these young kids, first time, they realize that there's human live over here, and there are effects of the Yemeni woman's struggle, there's effects of the Egyptian people who died, there's effects of the Syrian struggle. So this is a very good sign for this respect and good name of this country, United States, that people thinking about there's the people, and there we have a big human link between United States people and other side of the people.
Why are you spending your time here? I mean, you have a job, you have more than one of them. Why do you spend your off hours here?
I think after the Bush era and after the Reagan, someone has to come down over here and look these young kids in the rain. 17 years old girl, I have seen 3:30 a.m. She was only have a plastic cover. For what she's doing this thing? Come on, guys. Help these kids. And what they want? They just want the justice, and they just want the people who looted the country, looted the money from this country, offshore banks accounts. And they all go against the Republican motto, which means is a capitalist. The guy heard about the Tea Party guy told me, oh, we have a difference between the we are capitalists and they are socialists. No, you are not capitalist. Capitalists mean when you start some business and you fail, get out. They failed this country. They failed all companies. And then they got the money from the poor peoples. And then they got the bonuses. No, we asked, give back the all bonuses to the people, to the education of this country. And stop the war. These Pentagon and these CEOs of the banks and the Wall Street is a too big hole for any society, any country.
They're catching up with Comrade Shahid. heat before he starts his work day. He's, like I said, spending his off hours here in Zuccotti Park in New York with the protesters of Occupy Wall Street.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.